Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/news-ad-free. That's amazon.com/news-ad-free to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
This is Vaccine 411, the latest coronavirus vaccine information for August 23rd, 2021. By the time you hear this podcast, the Moderna vaccine may have full FDA approval, and that's going to likely result in many more vaccine mandates from businesses, municipalities, education facilities, venues, etc. Why? Because it removes some of the risk of successful legal challenges. The FDA has been conducting months of additional safety and efficacy data on the vaccines. Not to be forgotten amidst all the talk of vaccines are treatments. Regeneron's antibody cocktail, which has emergency use authorization from the FDA, treats symptoms in patients at high risk of developing severe symptoms. And the demand for it is going way up. In July, orders were for about 25,000 doses per week. Now it's up to 125,000 per week. It's a mix of two antibodies that bind to the spike protein of the virus, blocking it from infecting healthy cells. The Reverend Jesse Jackson and his wife Jacqueline are hospitalized in Chicago and are reportedly responding positively to treatments for COVID-19. Jesse Jackson is 79 and his wife is 77. He has been diagnosed with Parkinson's. He had been vaccinated. If you think Mississippi has been lax in responding to the pandemic, check this out. A new order went out saying anyone infected must isolate for 10 days or face possible misdemeanor, even felony charges. A misdemeanor would get you a $500 fine, 6 months in prison, or both. But since the coronavirus is life-threatening, you could be charged with a felony, punishable by a fine of up to $5,000 or 5 years imprisonment, or both. If you've ever wondered why people believe in conspiracy theories, one new study says it's either from fear or for fun. The study published in the British Journal of Psychology says actively participating in a conspiracy gives those who feel powerless a feeling they're taking some kind of action. Or, conspiratorial content was found to elicit stronger entertainment appraisals and intense emotions, meaning conspiracies are exciting and give people a rush. In the United States, cases were up 36%, deaths are up 95%, and hospitalizations are up 43% over 14 days. The 7-day average of new cases has been trending up since July 5th. There are 7,427,282 active cases in the United States. Keeping in mind several states stopped reporting daily case numbers, the five states with the most new cases, California, 6,222, New York, 4,047, Arizona, 3,307, Texas, 3,271, and Ohio, 2,194. The top 10 counties with the highest number of recent cases per capita, according to the New York Times, Cook, Georgia, Nome Census Area, Alaska, Dimmitt, Texas, Clark, Mississippi, George, Mississippi, Hancock, Mississippi, Berrien, Georgia, Tift, Georgia, Wayne, Mississippi, and Neshoba, Mississippi. There have been at least 628,499 deaths in the U.S. recorded as COVID-related. The top three vaccinating states by percentage of population that's been fully vaccinated, Vermont at 67.2%, Massachusetts unchanged at 65%, and Maine at 64.9%. The bottom three vaccinating states are Alabama at 35.9%, Mississippi unchanged at 36.2%, and Wyoming at 37.7%. The percentage of the U.S. that's been fully vaccinated is 51.1%. The five countries with the largest recent 24-hour increase in the number of fully vaccinated people, Suriname up 6%, Sri Lanka 5%, and Pakistan, Argentina, and Malaysia 3%. Globally, cases were up 3% and deaths were up 2% over 14 days, with the 7-day average trending up since June 21st. there are 17,942,283 active cases around the world. The five countries with the most new cases: Iran, 36,419, the UK, 32,253, the United States, 30,810, Japan, 25,492, and India, 25,420. There have now been at least 4,430,758 deaths reported as COVID-related worldwide. For the latest updates, subscribe for free to Vaccine 411 on your podcast app or ask your smart speaker to play the Vaccine 411 podcast.
Sound that brands.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/news ad free. That's amazon.com/news ad free to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.